Pope Benedict XVI today received the bishops of Central Asia, who are here in Rome for their ad limina visits. Linda Bordoni reports.
The Bishops' Conference of Central Asia comprises a territory that stretches from the Caspian Sea to the western Chinese border. It's an ancient land, rich in political, cultural, and religious diversity, that has known great trial and suffering in recent centuries. Its legacy continues to shape the lives of the many peoples living in the vast region.
Alla base di tutto ci sia il ricorso costante a Dio nella preghiera.
Speaking to the Central Asian bishops on Thursday at the end of their ad limina visits, Pope Benedict XVI said the chief pastors must base themselves solidly on the foundation of prayerful desire for unity and carry out their work in close collaboration with priests and religious. Pope Benedict went on to say that the region of Central Asia has not been spared the effects and challenges of globalization. And he called on the bishops to propose the faith to all people in the knowledge that conversion is the mysterious fruit of the action of the Holy Spirit.
Proprio per questo è proibita ogni forma di proselitismo che costringa o induca a tiri qualcuni con...
The Holy Father condemned dishonesty and trickery, saying all forms of proselytism that constrain, induce, or attract people by means of inopportune con games are prohibited. The Pope said no human positive law may justly limit the free exercise of religion, since the right to freely express one's faith is one of the basic and universally recognized human rights.
Aiuta a costruire una convivenza più giusta.
The Holy Father concluded, saying that a person can open himself or herself to the faith after mature and responsible reflection, and must be allowed to realize this intimate inspiration in freedom. This, said Pope Benedict, is also advantageous for the larger society, since faithful observance of divine precepts contributes to the construction of a more just and compassionate sociability. I'm Linda Bordoni.